Today's message for Sunday 9th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Enjoying Supernatural Speed. Part 7. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. And it came to pass at the seventh time, that he said, Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, Go up, say unto Ahab, Prepare thy chariot, and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. 1 Kings 18 verse 44. Many people miss out on the supernatural because they undervalue and discountenance the small acts of God. They forfeit their miracles and become unworthy of the supernatural because they fail to appreciate little things. Israel had been waiting for rain for over 3 years. Elijah went into prayer and for a while, nothing happened. Then, at the sight of a little cloud, like a man's hand, Elijah concluded that God had begun to move and that it was necessary to recognize this little move of God. He was so excited that he sent a message of urgency to King Ahab. One wonders what he would have done if it was a giant cloud that was spotted. But the lesson is clear. The man who wants the supernatural must learn to appreciate God for small victories and rejoice before him for them. Please celebrate your small victories. The biggest fruits come from the smallest seeds. Don't wait until God has done everything before you acknowledge that God is moving. The little things that God has done, when gladly received and celebrated with gratitude, become the foundation for the big things you desire. Faith celebrates the smallest acts of God. A small sign from God is indicative that something big is coming. David celebrated the Lord who helped him slay the lion and the bear. He was therefore qualified for a bigger victory over the giant. Don't belittle the smallest of what God has done for you. Thankfully acknowledge it and take appropriate steps of faith in regard to it. The God of the small things is also the God of the big things. Further Bible reading. 1 Samuel 17 verse 32-50. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.